The time is 10 o'clock, and today is Thursday, June 6th. This is his Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing. My name is Megan Alton, and I'll be the hearing officer today. There is one item on the agenda, and that is the Arrington Coastal Permit Design, Coastal Development Permit Design Review and CEQA Exemption. Before we start the hearing, if you would like to make a comment on the project, please fill out the speaker card. Be sure to write your name and provide those cards to the secretary. This meeting is being recorded, so please speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourself. Direct your comments to me, and each speaker will be given 3 minutes, and the applicant will be given 5 minutes to speak. So the applicant is requesting a coastal development permit and design review for their two detached accessory structures on a vacant lot in Bolinas. The 240 square feet proposed development would result in a floor area ratio of 1% on the 18,000 square foot lot. The proposed accessory structure would reach a maximum height of 14 feet, 8 inches above surrounding grade, and the exterior walls would be set back over 150 feet from the southwest property front property line, 25 feet 9 inches from the northwest side, and 25 feet 8.5 inches from the eastern side property line, and 25 feet 5 inches from the northeastern, I guess it would be rear. The coastal development permit approval is required pursuant to section 20.68030 because the project is development within the coastal zone that is not otherwise exempt, and design review approval is required pursuant to section 20.62070, table 5-2A, because the project entails development of agricultural accessory structures in the CRA zone. Aaron Yatta is a staff planner who's been working on this project. Are there any additional correspondence on this topic?
Two emails were received yesterday afternoon, one from Donald Russo and another from John Norton. Those have been provided, okay. But they weren't posted online, so there wasn't time. There was the supplemental memorandum as well that was posted online on June 5th that included correspondence from Melinda Griffith and addressed some proposed revisions to the recommended resolution.
Great, thank you. Next, I will open up the public hearing. Please note that the meeting is being recorded. We kindly ask you to speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourself and direct your comments to me. Riley Hurd. No, it's on.
Test.
All right. Morning. My name is Riley Hurd. I'm a local land use attorney. I specialize in Marin County and the coastal zone. Thank you for taking the time to hear this project. I represent a group of very concerned neighbors. This application has been a moving target from the beginning. It's incomplete, it's completely inaccurate, and it feels a bit like gamesmanship to shoehorn something into this property. So starting at the very top, the county wrote to the applicant and said, this project is governed by the Bolinas Gridded Mesa Community Plan, which of course it is. That plan is absolutely clear. And it states, quote, no new construction shall be permitted in the bluff erosion zone. These are in the bluff erosion zone. Full stop. It's undevelopable, the property, and this can't be approved. This property was bought for $5,000. My other client purchased the water meter, which was the last remaining thing of value on this site. And after that, when it was bought, for that low, low price, it was disclosed that nothing could be built here. That was in the contract. So it's not like this is a surprise. This is trying to shoehorn something into this site. So it can't, you can't build any structures here. Mesa plan. Number two, the site plan is wrong. The geotechnical report is wrong. And we have proven that unequivocally by having to hire our own surveyor. So a surveyor and a licensed survey needed to be a part of this application. We have submitted information that shows that the bluff is not accurately depicted in the plans or the geotech report, and therefore the setback that the Coastal Commission's requiring in writing, that the Gridded Mesa plan requires, it can't be made. It can't be met. There's just no way. So this has to be denied, but even if it's not, it's got to be continued. You need accurate information. You need a survey. You have to have it to make a decision, and you'll find from that that it doesn't work. Finally, these aren't goat sheds, okay? They're framed for doors. They've got wide plank flooring. They're very, very tall. And the county's amendment to the resolution, which came in the memorandum, establishes that the proposed agricultural accessory structure must be used in conjunction with an agricultural land use. Well, there is no agricultural land use here. And there can't be, because the lot isn't 18,000 square feet, and it has a huge slope, and it hangs above Duxbury Reef, a protected asset. And this just keeps changing and changing and changing. So when you have incorrect information, you got to be sure that you get the right data to make a decision. Finally, you can't use an infill exemption here. And the reason is there's an exception to the exemption when you're in an environmentally sensitive area, and every document in the county says this is a highly sensitive area. Thank you.
David Miller.
Good morning, Ms. Alton. My name is David Miller. I am a neighbor of the proposed project. I'm here. This feels quite odd to me because almost like a Rip Van Winkle experience. 46 years ago, when I was an undergraduate at UC Davis, I worked as an intern at the Coastal Commission, and it was a wonderful experience where I just developed a love for public service, and I've spent my entire career in public service. I remember the Coastal Commission, working at the Coastal Commission in 1978, and the kind of project that we're talking about today is precisely the sort of project that the Coastal Commission was created to prevent happening. Someone going and building a large structure without any permits, without any permission, and then saying, well, challenge me if you want, but I'm just going to do what I want. And it feels a little bit like wanting to have one's cake and eat it too. Purchasing a lot that's unbuildable for rock bottom price and then going ahead and building on it because wanting it to have it both ways. If I were to use three words to describe what I think this project is really about, the first would be I would ask you to focus on the notion that this is an unbuildable lot. Unbuildable is an unambiguous term. Unbuildable means unbuildable. And yet we have these sheds, which are quite large. I don't know if you accept photos for the record, but I'm happy to share them with the applicant. These are very large. And I invite you to consider California's 1,100-mile coastline, and if everyone who had a lot on the coastal bluffs just went ahead and built things like this, what the California coastline would look like. And the second word is anarchy, because to go ahead and to approve after the fact someone's improper, unlawful construction, it just invites anarchy. It invites people to do whatever they want, not respect the rule of law. And third is the word accessory. Accessory implies that it's attached to something, but there is no residence here on that property because it's an unbuildable lot. The applicant doesn't have a home there. So what is this an accessory to? It's a storage locker, basically. Someone wants to build a storage locker on a fragile, eroding bluff in West Marin County. And respectfully, I think the solution here is simply to return to the status quo ante, which is...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melinda?
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk this morning to provide you with information for your consideration. I am a neighbor of this property. I live at the end of Oak Road, and I personally experienced the loss of my house for the bluff slide that occurred in February of 2019. The slide caused the demolition of the house that was located at 20 Oak Road. The county ordered it to be demolished. And so I have two photographs that I would like to show you. And I'll provide it. The first photograph was taken March 10th of 2024. And in this photograph, you can see the unpermitted structures that were built by applicant, but also you can see the foundation of the prior house. And the foundation, and this photograph shows that the coastal bluff edge is now significantly inside the old foundation. And the reason you can see that is because the western edge of the foundation is teetering precipitously over the bluff. The foundation, the coastal bluff edge has undermined the foundation. That is the photograph from March 10th of 2024. It was submitted in my application to you of June 2nd, of my letter to you of June 2nd. Importantly, that photograph was taken a week before the date of applicant site map and before the Miller Pacific report, a week. And it shows that the coastal bluff is inside the foundation. The second photograph I'd like to show you that's also in that letter is May 31st, 2024, so current. And it shows the current bluff edge that is not only now further within the foundation, but it also shows a bluff edge wrapping around the west and south of the site property. And importantly, it shows that the applicant, since that March photo, has removed pieces of the foundation on the south side and on the west side to avoid the debris sliding down the bluff. So since March, that March photograph, applicant has removed pieces of the foundation to prevent it from sliding down. So that takes me to applicant's site map. This site map is the basis for applicant's submission. It was prepared by Dorman Associates, an architectural firm. In the site map, this solid black line at the bottom is represented to be the current bluff edge. However, if you look at this map, here is the foundation. The foundation is here, to up in this, that is the foundation of the old house. And these dotted line represent 10-year intervals, which represent 20 feet each. So by applicant submission, this house is 40 feet from the, at least 40 feet from the current bluff edge.
Over time.
So I urge you to deny the application because of the inaccurate map that is the basis for applicant's submission.
John?
Hi, my name is John Norton, and I live in Bolinas, and I brought my farm. I think for all the reasons that the previous speakers have spoken that this project should be denied, but I'd like to take a little bit of a step back and talk in a broader way about the issues that are facing us here. I've lived in Bolinas for 27 years now, and I've seen a number of these projects. Bolinas is, as you might well know, a failed subdivision. It was subdivided in 1927 into 20 by 100 foot lots. Those lots have glommed together into what are now buildable parcels, yet there are still very many of these small, unbuildable, undevelopable lots. They don't have water, they're substandard in size, they might be in a marshy area, they might be on a bluff erosion zone. These things come up, you know, sometimes they get auctioned off by the county, sometimes the heirs to the original owners decide, hey, let's sell that thing, we don't want to pay taxes on it anymore. They come up and people buy them thinking, I'm going to be able to build on this. And it goes a couple of ways. Sometimes they talk to the neighbors and they, you know, they make it work and it's all cool. Or sometimes they just get bold and they start building and they get red tagged and something like they, and then they need to figure out, well, what do we do? As in this case, we have a building project in search of a use to be accessory to. And currently in Marin County, if I were to, like I just did, get this and bring it to my lot, I now have an herb farm. Or perhaps I don't even need to show anything. I just say agriculture. And all of a sudden, my structures are accessory to God knows what. So we've had these problems where people build these things which they're permitted as agricultural accessory. And some of the time, it's fine and nobody cares. And a lot of the time, people start living there. There's no enforcement mechanism in which you can, you know, report or stop habitation parties. We've had groups of drug-addled, you know, folks living on some of these things, which have an agricultural accessory dwelling, and it takes years and years of county staff time, of enforcement action, DZ. It's unnecessary. And if we had a rule in which we defined agriculture in some reasonable way and required some showing that this is not an agricultural operation, that you have to actually be engaged in agriculture to have a shed which is somehow appropriate and supportive of that agricultural endeavor. What we have here are far more similar to the cabins at Steep Ravine. They're beautiful, they're gorgeous. Lovely place to go glamping. They're not designed to be used for any legitimate agricultural purpose. And so my objection to this is not so much to this project, but to a process which exists in this county by way people can claim agriculture and use that as the basis to build accessory structures or dwellings. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to comment?
I'm the applicant. I don't know if this is the moment
where I do. Yeah, you can come on up. Thank you.
Hi, thanks for your time. My name is Matt Yarrington. My wife wanted to be here today. She's a art teacher at the Bolinas School. We live in downtown Bolinas. We've lived there for over 15 years. We raised our three kids in Bolinas. Our daughter just published, if you look up Yarrington, her first book of poetry called Sheologies, which is an amazing book of poetry on feminism, flowers, fairies, and the ocean. So, and our sons, our youngest son just graduated from college, so we're super excited about that. I brought free Wi-Fi to the Golden Gate bus service in a company I founded called FreeFi. I've also brought free Wi-Fi to the Oakland Airport. I was instrumental in bringing it to the San Francisco Airport and anywhere you've used free Wi-Fi, anywhere in the world, around hotels or airports, that was my initiative. My company was acquired by Boingo, who wasn't very excited. I was moving everything to free. I also founded Northern California's largest honey company. It's called Bay Area Bee Company. You can go to BayAreaBCo.com or BayAreaBCompany.com and look at a video from, I don't know, probably 8 years ago of me running all over Marin and San Francisco, bringing bee life to the world, which we all need more of. We are killing our bees, and by the way, it's pesticide. There's no question if you're a beekeeper, which I am. And I have another property. It's on the Little Mesa. I've had it for probably 9 years. It's a 10,000-square-foot unbuildable lot. It was 100% poison oak and was falling into the ocean because it's built on sand, as is most of Molinas. And over the last 10 years, I've moved a lot of the poison oak away. I moved in native plants. I also moved in rosemary and lavender and things that bees love, because everything I do is about bees. Bees also are great at preventing erosion, by the way. If you look at the life of this property we're talking about, you'll see it was sort of a dead piece of land that the bees, because I put bees on the property, brought Echium and other life to, and that's what bees do. So what I try to do is live downtown. I'm not trying to move to this property. I appreciate that everybody thinks they're beautiful. My youngest just graduated from New York University, got a job in New York. He's in financial AI tech and is living in the city. And it was hard to say goodbye to him and realize he wasn't coming back. But my wife and I are happily ensconced in downtown Bolinas. Also, she just wrapped up a 2-month show at the Bolinas Museum. She's an amazing artist, JaniceYarrington.com. Check out her art. It's in the Dutch master tradition. And my daughter's a poet, and my son's a designer for a biotech company, and my other son works for a financial AI company. And we've been in Bolinas a long, long time. We love the town. There's one person here I actually know from Bolinas. I was meeting the other neighbors today as I walked in. There's nothing shading going on. Look at the place I own. It's on Cliff Road in Little Mesa. It's 9 years old. By the way, there's 4 chairs on it. People think it's a park. And when I go up there now, and by the way, my neighbors all complained in the beginning, but when I go up there, I sit down on the chairs, and I often ask somebody, is it okay if I sit on this chair, even though I own the chairs and clean the entire property on a regular basis, and there is nothing on it, because it's a beautiful spot to look at the ocean, and everyone in town uses it, and anyone who walks in town uses it, and those 4 chairs will look very similar because they're very similar to the chairs I have here. Last thing I'd like to say is that these measure 10 by 12. That's by ruler, not by imaginary thoughts. And I called the county. I have emails from the county. I called repeatedly and said, hey, I'm going to put a 10 by 12 shed here. Do I need to do anything? And I was told repeatedly no, in writing as well. I came here with permits. I went to the department, and they said, you don't need a permit. This is a shed. And then when my neighbors complained, that's when we got to where we're at now. And I'm happy to comply with anything they want, you guys want me to comply with. I'm happy to answer any questions. But I just try to make places a little bit better than what I found them. And you can look at the Little Mesa as an example of a place I've done that for 8 or 9 years. And this place has been a fun place to hang out and look at the ocean. And I appreciate your time here today.
Is there anyone else who would like to comment? All right, I would just like to address some of the points that were brought up in the comment. So with the Bolinas Gridded Mesa Plan, the land or policy LU 1.1 and 1.2, there is that bluff erosion zone, but when you follow up policy LU 1.3, says that, oh, sorry, I need to close the public hearing. LU policy 1.3 states that the those policies can be, overridden if there is some other source of information that states that there's another geotechnical report or some other kind of information saying there's not going to be a cumulative effect, and therefore those policies can be waived in lieu of policy LU 1.3 of the Bolinas Community Mesa Plan. So that I will agree that that is a more restrictive policy, but because it can be waived. So then we refer to the hazards policy of the local coastal plan, and then we use that analysis for the bluff erosion zone. In that way, we're still reusing, there's still some standard being used, and there's still some buffer, but we're just going to use the one in the local coastal plan. I do agree with staff's recommendation regarding in the modified supplemental that the animal keeping, I agree with the revisions and that the keeping of large animals is not permitted on that property. As regards to agricultural use, the zoning is coastal residential agricultural. That is the primary, that can be the primary use of the property. And therefore, if that use is agricultural, the structures are accessory to that agricultural use. And then that's why these kind of structures can be allowed. And I'll say it is a limited agricultural zoning. And so I do agree that it's not, you know, we came to the conclusions that yes, you can't have large animal keeping, but there are other standards of agriculture that can be allowed, and that's in kind with this idea of limited. I could go on about the other agricultural issues, but I'm not sure that's really the right place for what the zoning is. The zoning is CRA. Sorry, I'm just reviewing my notes to make sure I'm hitting on all the topics. I do agree that there is some information that can be misleading, and I think partially with the site plans and analysis, part of it is I believe that things are different at different scales. So sometimes I got caught up into this last night. Sometimes there are different scales, and that's why some graphics might appear to show different things. However, I do acknowledge that the site plan does show the foundation probably in an inaccurate location based off of other county records that I've reviewed. However, I do believe that the geotechnical report is showing the information correctly, and that is where is showing the information correctly, and just the site plan is incorrect. The public hearing is closed. So in my closing remarks, I have read the report and I have visited the site. I do believe that the project is consistent with the Bolinas Gridded Mesa plan using LEU policy 1.3. Aaron, I would just ask that maybe we add a little bit more about that in the resolution, specifically calling out that policy. And that you have the information you need to do that. As I stated, I agree with the other changes that you have made. One other change I do want you to make is to condition the project to revise the site plan to show the foundation in the correct location using the graphic from the March data geotechnical report. It does show the buffer and the sheds in the correct location, and basing it off of that, we can see that the project is consistent with those policies. Changing the condition to have the site plan revised to show the foundation in the correct location. The property is a limited agricultural or residential agricultural. and therefore I am approving the project. Please note that the decision is not final and that the project can be appealed within 10 business days. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned at 10:30.